Joy Tactics.
I don't know how else to say this other than I'm expecting some congratulations. There's something I've been holding from you guys that is good news.
You are growing the goatee back out.
That, I am doing that. I can't say that it's for a part, but yeah. Let's just say they're making an Alexander Ovechkin origin story. That's a hockey player. Sorry, I'm a later in life artist, but mostly a sports guy. What I was gonna say is though, dude, I got a DM from Fuck Jerry. They're going to be paying me $50 to post tweet on Thanksgiving about the motherfucking turkey on an airplane again.
Yep.
Holy fuck.
Dun, 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 dun. Damn. Stop. Drop.
We gotta get the fat Jewish back on here. Remember him?
Oh, we gotta get him on the Zip Pick.
The fat Jewish.
What'd you just call me?
No, man. You're the skinny Christian.
the skinny fat atheist. I'd read a children's book called The Skinny Fat Atheist.
The beard is looking, facial hair is looking really good on you guys right now. I just have to compliment that. I never say stuff like that.
Thanks. Are you fishing right now?
No, because I don't like the way that my beard is now. I don't have control over it because I'm in a television production. I have no control over how I look. I've been trying to lose weight and get fucking fit, whatever, but they are saying you can't do that. You have to stay at the exact. We hired you at this rate.
I'll say it. This shit is fucked up, and I'm worried about your mental health. On the other, I just hope
don't
you're talking
be, dude.
To your therapist
There's
enough. I can't help it, man. I'm an empath, rather.
And stop worrying about me.
I wish I could, man. I wish I could stop worrying. I wish I could. But when I see that the production is, you're trying to sleep and somebody from production sneaks in your house and puts a Soylent in your CPAP machine.
Yeah. High fructose corn syrup mist into the CPAP machine. Just a steady stream of calories.
Sneaking avocado oil in the vape.
Hell nah.
Hell no. Enough is enough.
You're being controlled right now, Eric. Every part
Trust
of your life
me,
is
I know.
being...
Trust
the puppet
me, I know,
strings,
man.
The puppeteers have full control over you. Every single move that you make, you are not in control. How does that feel, man?
Well, would it scare you to know that the puppeteers have puppet masters? And it's an endless fucking string. It's a ladder of people and executives on holding puppeteering each other. And guess what? I'm not even at the bottom. I'm puppeteering all the crew. And all the PAs.
That sounds like the worst painting ever.
The marketing team. Yeah.
That's such a good new, hey, everybody. So with the recent diagnosis that I got, I'm going to finally reveal my artwork I've been working on. It's a 9-inch by 9-inch oil painting.
It's so small.
Depicting the chain of control. What do you call that? The pyramid, the hierarchy of Hollywood. Everybody thought it was a co-op. It's not. It's not.
It's Trump and Biden being puppeteered by a guy in a V for Vendetta mask.
Well, here's...
Oh.
All oil, or actually all colored pencil.
What is the actual chain? So it's Eric Rahill's right here. Below you is the second AC. Okay.
Well, below me is really nobody. I didn't mean to say the crew is, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a level playing field with everybody.
Okay. What's their salary and what's yours, man?
I don't want to get into this. I just mean that I love everyone that is a true worker.
When I was on Tuning Out the News, Nate, as well, you were a part of this. We had a group where we said, hey, everybody, I'm sending an email out. Congratulations, another season's about to start up. Everybody who's down, we're going to pool all of our earnings into one pot, into one bank account, and we're going to evenly distribute it at the end of every 2 weeks. And we'll judge you if you don't join. Just that is what it is. We see who joins and who doesn't. Nate didn't. And I controlled the bank account, so they are looking into that, but... That's how we actually take control of the future, you realize. Instead of all these...
Oh, I realize that. Okay. I've been trying to get that going. I've been the ones at the end of every shoot day, been like, hey, I want to talk to you guys about something, whatever. Everybody's too busy just going along with how it always has been done. People are blind. You see what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
People are blind to things that could really help them out. So...
It makes, yeah.
And I'd like to make you aware of this phrase, the blind leading the blind.
That's ableist.
Yeah. The blind.
Just an interesting quote that I
You
think
mean
about
blind people having autonomy? That's what that says to me, dude. Because I don't see that as a disability. I see that as a way of life. Okay. Do you ever think that maybe seeing is a distraction? That's the disability, because now you you're easily distracted by capitalist broadcasting every time you're on the highway. You don't even realize that you're seeing big titties and Pepsi Cola trying to get you to buy some of that. Blind people are outside of capitalism.
Titties and Pepsi Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Your North Stars, by the way. Pathetic.
Yeah.
Who is above... Okay, so it goes NBC, NBC Universal, Comcast, and then that's where it starts to get fun, because now it's Vanguard.
I'm going
to
stop you right there.
BlackRock.
I see where you're going with this question. I see where you're leading with this question. I can see it. Just it's about a minute away. You're going to get to some stuff that I just cannot talk about. So right. I'd advise you to stop now if you want to continue the Joy Tactics Patreon podcast,
Eric,
episode.
You will pay for your sins here and now.
I'm
or
paying
you will
for
pay
them
for
now.
Them
I've already
in the
paid for
afterlife.
Them. Afterlife. Oh, I'm paying double.
You're taking out a loan on sins.
Well, I've taken out a burden for all my friends and all you guys. I'm paying for you guys' shit because I don't want you guys to suffer. That's my gift to you guys. Every birthday, every Christmas, I send you a note that says I've taken on your burdens.
Yeah, but we'd love a gift at some point, you know?
It's not happening, dude. I don't give love in that. That's not my love language, okay? And the minute that you understand that's not
your love language is carrying the burden unnecessarily.
Mi idioma
exactly.
De amor es.
C-S-K.
S... Espanol. It's
so
true.
So we're talking about, what are we talking about today? Thanksgiving, of course. It's the
I don't remember.
Today is Thanksgiving, if you're listening on the day that this drops.
We recorded this on Thanksgiving in 2023.
The last American Thanksgiving ever to be held.
Yeah.
At least as how we've known it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The last traditional Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So this is an important one, just in terms of getting together with your family and having those hard conversations, because there might not be another time where you're not have these
right.
types of conversations. Yeah. And why can't we talk anymore? Why can't we have discussions about different sorts of topics? Why can't we argue with one another? Why can't we disagree anymore?
I think it's obvious.
Well, that was a rhetorical question, but I get what you're
what
saying.
What is it?
Yeah.
No, wait, it's not obvious to me. It's not. All right. Let's move on. Now, if you have Republican relatives, if you can even call them relatives anymore, I would call them adversaries in thought.
Mental adversary. Exactly. Mental adversaries for now. They're about to become physical adversaries when we start the liberal civil war.
That's right. And
by
the way,
we're going to be the top generals in that fucking army.
And Republicans, they're very cocky because, we have all the guns. We have all the guns. Oh, yeah? Well, we have all the grids. We have
we have something called HTML hacking abilities.
And HDMI adapters, HDMI to USB-C adapters. Yeah. And we're going to strangle you with them things. We're going to strangle ourselves with them things, and then you're not going to be able to find us.
Right,
and we're not going to tell you how to make Advil.
Does the word Lysistrata ring a bell? To all the Joy Tactics fellas out there who might have a Republican bride or girlfriend, stop giving it until they vote blue. Stop giving them your thing.
It's called a sex strike.
It's called a sexual strike. Stop it now, all the men.
I do a sex strike minus oral.
If that were to happen, I would be the person banging on the fucking Congress's door. Man, what the fuck, man?